So let's turn our attention now to the cities and the city of Bryan. And Jason Bianski is here. And I guess basically we need to start right there. Obviously, you know what's going on over in Austin, what happened in Brenham last night. We're looking for a wonderful complex to be built here in Bryan. But tell me what your thoughts are right now.
Well, as Representative Rainey mentioned, there was a compromise worked out between the Blinn College Board of Directors and Representative Rainey, and I was hopeful for that compromise that would be beneficial to both sides. And sounds like after last night's vote, the compromise or the agreement was reneged. So if that's the case, I'm disappointed in the outcome. I don't know all of the discussions that went on this past Friday with Representative Rainey and the Board of Trustees, but it was my belief that the board was working towards a compromise and that they would have something that would be mutually beneficial to the Brenham campus and the Bryan campus. And all we want in Bryan Conversation is for our students and for our campuses to be taken care of. You know, if you're going to have a $10 million recreational center in Brenham, we'd like to have more than maybe a couple of picnic tables to for our kids to eat on here in Bryan. And I think Leon Tobin, one of the board of directors, mentioned in a earlier interview that you know, it's been a bone that Bryan folks have been choking on for a while, that that all the money goes back to Brenham and very little stays here. So there needs to be a fair and equitable solution to this, and I was hoping that the compromise that was worked out would have been agreed upon by both sides.
Jason Bianski joining us today. I want to paraphrase something because we've been discussing Bryan's campus, Blinn campus, and where they might move or expand where they were as we were having these discussions over the months that you've been with us. And to paraphrase what you had said at one point, I'd ask you, would Bryan be able to financially help Blinn in getting this new campus? And you basically said yes without any concern about that. So people understand when Bryan, when Blinn wanted to expand their original Bryan campus, BTU actually helped them with bonding capabilities because, quite honestly, Blinn has a cap. They can only bond so much. The city of Bryan was willing to help, and there was certainly inferences that the city of Bryan would be willing to help with the new West Side campus. Tell me how that changes now based on the action of the Blinn board last night.
Well, the Blinn College has not asked for bonding help at this time. It's something that we did put on the table that we did help with before BTU and the city of Bryan with the Villa Maria Blinn campus. I'm under the understanding that that they're not going to ask for that issue to be dealt with. So right now, all we've agreed to help them with is a master plan and make sure that everything developed around there is complementary to Blinn College and complementary to the neighborhoods. Work with TxDOT and ingress and egress to the property.
Your understanding then is that Blinn will not need any help when it comes to bonding capabilities for the new campus.
They didn't have the desire or the need in our last meetings for that help. Okay. So as of today, I'm saying that they're not asking for that.
Okay. Well, let's move on then. Could you recap for us a little bit of the last council workshop about the owner requested and city initiated annexation of the Texas Triangle Park?
Okay. The we've got 900 plus acres in our new Texas Triangle Park. We've got, you know, the city of Bryan has put in a lot of money in the infrastructure improvements there, as has Brazos County. So it's a partnership between Brazos County and the city of Bryan. It is the understanding that those businesses will at some point be in the city limits of Bryan. Right now, the businesses are paying a pilot fund payment to us, payment in lieu of taxes. So instead of receiving property taxes, they're paying dollars of an equal and same amount in lieu of taxes. At this point, we did receive some federal and state grants to help with some infrastructure improvements, and so those infrastructure improvements were for outside of the city limit type developments, and so we're past that point now, and it isn't the understanding that we will annex those properties. And and so fast forward to the current request, we have a business, a new business that's operating and locating in the Texas Triangle Park that's wanting us to expedite that. They want the city services out there, and it's to their business's benefit to be in the city limits sooner than later. So that's something that we're expeditiously looking into, and we want to go ahead and annex that area that he's requesting, and so we're working towards towards that goal to get to that point. Scott, it's never that simple to just annex legislation years ago, prevented donut holes and in areas where we can kind of go around these property owners to get to another area and exclude some from the city limits. And so you've got to have a direct path to that property and make sure everything's in the city limits to acquire the property. So that's something we're working at, looking at options, looking at different paths that we can get to achieve that goal.
I know one of the other things that you discussed, kind of to go back to Blinn a little bit, was the possible tri-party agreement between Blinn and the Rivergate Church right there at Villa Maria and Nash. What can you tell us about that?
We're moving forward on that. I think that would help with the ingress and egress to that campus. The church has been willing to work with us on an expansion there. There's a possibility it may take out the carport and some of that area of that church. But currently everything looks very positive between Blinn and Rivergate Church and City of Bryan.
We're kind of in one of those odd situations where you really haven't had a council meeting since you were last here 2 weeks ago. But, you know, one of the things that we did mention in that last workshop was you'd gotten a presentation from the city of College Station having to do with code enforcement and the steps that they'd taken. Y'all have decided to move forward on that. In that two-week interim there, have you gotten any pushback from people? Has there been any reaction to y'all changing the way you do code enforcement in Bryan?
Absolutely not. I mean, I receive calls every few days on issues in neighborhoods that need to be addressed. And so I would think the citizenry are very positive about continuing to clean up Bryan and make the gateways nice and dealing with some serious code enforcement problems. Again, the ones we get calls on are sometimes the extremes, and those are the ones that we've been looking into. But no pushback, so to speak.
There seems to be some new initiative in some certain districts within the city. Can you kind of give me a feeling as to how that's impacted staff's time in preparation for new initiatives that have taken place in different districts?
Well, depends on what your definition of some of those initiatives are, Scott. But, some of staff's time's taken up more so by some council members than by others. My philosophy as one member of council is that I'm not the city manager. I'm not the public works director, the parks and recs director, the city secretary, the city attorney. We pay those folks good money to do their jobs. My job is to oversee the big picture, make sure we've got competent, qualified, and capable people in position to do the jobs to benefit the citizens and the businesses of Bryan, and they're doing an outstanding job. I'm not a micromanager, so I guess if I wanted to do that, we can change the ordinances where this mayor can be the mayor/manager, which you see in a lot of Texas cities.
Sure.
That's not my goal and purpose, but some folks tend to be down at City Hall a little bit more and want to have a say in the day-to-day input and what goes on. And, that's where some of the issues lie at this point. I believe, again, as one member of council, that we need to let the city staff. I mean, we are to give direction as a collective whole, not individually. So if the majority of council wants to move in this direction and we want to do this or we want to do that, then the staff is to do what the majority of council votes to do, but not what necessarily one member of council wants to do. And we've got seven people on council with seven different personalities and sometimes seven different ideas of what direction the city needs to go into. But bottom line is we've got very competent and capable city employees that do an outstanding job for us. Bottom line, we need to let them do their job. And if we disagree with the job they're doing and we're moving in the wrong direction and we've got a lot of issues, then we'll have to deal with those issues. And we do oversee only five employees at the city of Bryan. And that's our city auditor, city municipal judge, city secretary, city attorney, city manager. And we have the capability to hire and fire those positions. Nothing else. And so, let them do their job, and we'll provide guidance and policies and procedures to be put in place for them to do their jobs. And I think that that will help the city run more efficiently.
And finally, can you give me just kind of a short recap on what happened in the last Commerce and Development meeting having to do with the partnership with Traditions in the city? Where are we there?
In regards to the Atlas development, nothing has changed here recently. Everything's moving forward. I mean, we've got some new entities that are looking at locating out in the bio corridor that we've been talking about here lately, but everything is still moving forward in a positive direction in regards to Atlas. That west side is continuing to boom, and you'll see here in the near future some new announcements on both the Bryan and College Station side of the borders in the bio corridor for some new businesses, pharmaceutical-type companies that will be locating there.
That's all I've got. Anything you want to add for us?
Well, Scott, we've talked about it for weeks, and this weekend is the week. I guess it's going to rain.
Yeah, of course. Of course. It always does.
I tell you, City of Bryan has an event that guarantees rain. But Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th, is our family camp out. So from 3 p.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning at Austin's Colony Park. You can go on to bryantx.gov to register. If you don't have tents, we'll provide those tents, and I hear they're pretty great tents, so they'll keep you dry.
Good.
And you know, if it's perfect, it wouldn't be any fun. I mean, my kids would rather roll around the mud and have fun, run around in the water and splash, and it makes stargazing and crafts and everything else they're going to do a lot more exciting. But it'll be a fun time. It's good family bonding time, so I invite everyone to participate. Also, if you're looking for a summer job, Scott, we need some lifeguards.
No, it's not me,
so,
but anyway, okay.
If that's something you want to look into, please log on to bryantx.gov, look at our Parks and Recs department, and we'll actually help you with your certification classes if you work for the whole season. So that's we're always looking for great lifeguards. It's a wonderful experience and opportunity. And, of course, every Saturday at the Bryan Animal Center is Foster Saturday, so from 12 p.m. to about 4 p.m., come down to the Bryan Animal Center and help us adopt some of the wonderful pets that we have down there.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet.